My name is Suresh Sridharan. I'm here in sunny Southern California with Chidam Padlak. Hi, Chidam.
Hi, Suresh.
Thanks for coming down today and spending some time with us on the video.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Before we get started, can you quickly introduce yourself, Chidam?
So my name is Chidam Padlak. At the moment, I'm an independent consultant. I'm originally from Turkey, where I've been working with Oracle and Java. For application development, database development. But since I've been in Southern California, I've shifted towards Microsoft technologies, and currently I focus on Silverlight, ExpressionBlend, and ASP.NET MVC.
Great. So you work on some really cool technologies then?
Oh yeah, I think so.
So I know Microsoft recently released Silverlight 4.0. Can you, just for the purpose of the knowledge for the audience, can you share with the audience some of the things that you're most excited about in Silverlight 4?
I think now the clients, they have the feeling that Silverlight is ready for line of business applications, because with Silverlight 4 you have support for WCF RIA services, you have support for printing, mm-hmm. for clipboard, and you can develop Silverlight out of browser applications.
Right.
And if you prefer to have elevated trust, you can access now the local file system of your client, and you can also access hardware and the device of the client. So there are so many options you can do. And specifically, if you think of Silverlight as your main development tool, what you could say is that you can target different devices and platforms.
With the announcement of support on Windows Phone 7 at GIF?
Yes, specifically for mobile development.
Right.
So most of the developers that I met at Mix 10, they were just crazy about it, because it makes you, it turns you from a Silverlight developer into a mobile developer.
Right.
And you're using the same tools, the same development platform, which is really exciting.
Right. So I'm sure that you worked with Silverlight 3 as well before you started doing work with some Silverlight 4 development. Can you give a flavor of the type of things that you worked with Silverlight 3? And the reason why I'm asking this question is a lot of people understand user experience, but they don't put enough thought into actually building a great UI.
Mm-hmm.
So for the purpose of the audience, can you share some experience about user experience and some work that you have done beforehand?
When I was working with Silverlight 3, I was more targeting standalone applications which had video player capabilities, which had basic animations and user interaction, all the kind of stuff that you don't find easily in web programs, web
right.
applications. But with Silverlight 4, now we're also thinking about business-specific applications. And
so line of business type of applications.
Yes, that's right.
Yep.
And there's also the more support for data binding, which mm-hmm. makes it really easy to set apart of development and design. So it's much easier to work with the designer, and it's much easier to develop with Silverlight 4
sure.
now.
I understand, Chidam, that you work a lot. You work a lot with the community, the user group, etc. What do you see with, among the developers and the user group community that you're working with? Their interest in Silverlight 4 and the type of things that probably you saw your user groups.
When we do presentations, they are generally first amazed at the design features that you have,
mm-hmm.
because you see so much interaction and so much. Such a different user experience, but then when you explain what they can do with it, the capabilities, how easy it is to use WCF RIA services, they really want to get into it, they want to try it out, and now everyone's talking about doing mobile development, even though they haven't considered it before.
Sure.
So
that opens up new career prospects for them, but at the same time new skill set to actually develop for the mobile devices.
That's right. And the learning curve is very you know, easy, so they
right.
do not have any problems. They don't have to get into a new technology.
Sure, sure. You know, going back to some of the work that you do with the community, can you explain a little bit more about what you do with the community and some of the efforts around user groups and other things that you are very active with?
So I'm a member of the Inland Empire .NET user group, and we are planning to start a new training on Silverlight this summer, and it will be open to the developer community, so they do not need to have to be members of our user group
sure.
to attend. Recently we had an ASP.NET MVC training, which really got positive feedback. Besides the Inland Empire.NET user group, I'm also a Silverlight Show representative
okay.
and Complete IT representative. This is a very new development. I've been the winner, community winner of the Silverlight Show Echo contest.
Yeah, I saw that in the news. Probably for those people who doesn't know what that is, can you explain how you won that contest and what your application was about?
So the Silverlight Echo contest was announced in January, I think,
mm-hmm.
and I took part in February. So the applications were about being eco-friendly, being more concerned about the environment, and I thought that maybe I should do something related with biodiversity.
Mm-hmm.
Biodiversity actually focuses on the diverse ecosystems that we have in our world.
Sure.
And this year is the year of biodiversity. So I thought it goes together with the topic and the contest.
So you, as a developer, you leveraged your developer skills to impact something for the
environment.
That's great. That's great to hear.
I was really amazed at the idea of the contest, because most contests, they focus on technical aspects, but this also had some kind of social value, and it really went well together with the 2010 year of biodiversity.
Sure.
And I also contacted the committee for these biodiversity events, and
huh.
they allowed me to, they gave me the permission to use their logo and to provide the information that they had published.
And Silverlight was a great enabler technology for you to leverage to build that.
That's right, because I could add a lot of animations and interactions, so instead of just having static text, I could really display different elements, different design elements, and I could add sound and media, which is really very easy in Silverlight.
Sure.
So the design process was very informative for me, because I didn't know this much about biodiversity.
Sure.
But I also had a lot of fun designing it.
That's great to hear. A developer doing something for the community and the biodiversity using technology that you're comfortable with.
Oh, thank you.
So in closing, do you have any comments for the audience about Silverlight and what you're most excited about?
What I'm most excited about is that Silverlight 4 is now targeting many different devices.
Sure.
So you can use your creativity for Windows Phone 7 series, for business applications, or if you're more interested...
traditional media applications.
Yeah, and traditional media applications. But nobody should think that Silverlight is just limited towards these media applications and just having video players. But by no means I want to say that this is not a good capability, but because recently Vertigo was nominated for an Emmy for the video player for the NBC
uh-huh.
football series. So I think there are many things you can do with Silverlight, and it's very easy. You can get the tools on silverlight.net. There are many articles out there, many videos, many podcasts. And the Silverlight community is very helpful. Everyone is sharing information. Once a new feature is out, people write articles. They share their experience.
Sure.
So it's really easy to get into. You just have to experiment with it.
Sure. Great, Cheetham. It was good talking to you. Thanks for spending the time with us today.
Oh, thank you very much.
Bye.